as we're heading into the new year, I'm definitely, we're seeing a lot more CROs and VPs of sales joining companies. And one thing I've noticed over the years when it comes, when connecting with leaders, with them after like their 30, 60, 90 day eval strategy planning is I've seen sales methodologies change over the years. 10, 15 years ago, right? You had MedPick, you know, you have one gap selling, but the one thing I haven't seen really changed is that 30, 60, 90 day kind of eval that sales leaders use. And I've always been curious, you know, with you having 30 plus years of sales leadership experience, how do you feel about the 30, 60, 90 day plan as a sales leader who's joining an organization?
30, 60, 90 plans, I think, are good for building funnels. And understand your revenue. So as a sales leader, I think it's different for a salesperson than for a sales leader. For a sales leader, I don't think about things in a 30, 60, 90 way coming into a new company. And I've gone into new company multiple times. But when you walk into a new sales environment, what I like to do is say, okay, what does my talent look like? Who are my largest customers and what do they think of us? If I'm a sales organization that utilizes partners to accelerate the business, who are my best partners and what do they think about us? What is the sales compensation plan and what does it push the people to try to achieve? Is it driving the right behavior? So I'm looking at my people and my talent. I'm looking at my customers and what they think. I'm looking at the partners. And I'm looking at the comp plan. So I'm think, you know, I'm a sales leader, I'm a CRO. Those are the most important things that I need to understand when I first walk into a business. And then number two, my talent looks good. And the way that you evaluate the talent is you actually talk to the sellers. So you look at what they're doing and what they're achieving. You talk to the top sellers in the organization so you can get a good feel for what's going on in the organizations. So I don't necessarily, as a new sales leader, box things into a 30, 60, 90. I think really good sales leaders don't necessarily need the structure of a 30, 60, 90. What they need to do is know what the top things are and just aggressively pursue.
Where do you see in this process sales leaders getting snagged?
Well, I think that a lot of sales leaders come into an organization and realize that the organization has processes that just don't work.
Okay.
And they can, they're easy to see, they're low hanging fruit. And so they start focusing on, I'm going to fix all these processes. Well, I think that's a big mistake. And before you try to fix sales processes or processes that look wrong in an organization, shouldn't you know about the people, the customers, and the partners first? I think you should. Because if you're going to be able to effectively fix whatever's broke, those are the people that are going to tell you the things that are broke first.
Now, when you talk about the putting your plan together, what are some of the unforeseen obstacles that would come up that were kind of out of your control? What were some things that came up in that process?
Oh, well, some of the things that can come up that really require your attention, so you better get it, but they're not fun to have to deal with. You come into a sales organization and two or three of the top sellers are about to quit.
Okay.
That's huge. Okay, I don't care what level you are, and you're walking in, you're the CRO, you got a couple hundred sellers out there, and you got 5% of them that you're hearing that they're upset about the comp plan. Well, I got to address that immediately. I can't lose those people. Another, you may come into an organization and a couple of the best customers are now saying they're going to go with the competitor. Oh, yeah. We got to stop everything. We got to go address this. Some of my best customers. Best customers are my best references. I can't lose them because that'll slow down my revenue creation.
Let's go back to the unforeseen. You walk in, you got a couple sellers that are your best sellers, right? And you get wind that they, hey, we're probably going to lose them.
Yeah.
What, like, give me the play-by-play of what, like, what are you doing and what's the message you're telling them? Like, I'm very curious there to try to keep them and, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I think is important. Everybody knows when those top sellers are about to leave. All the other sellers know about it, right? And they know, and because, you know, word passes it. But it is a great thing if the sellers see that you really care. You're coming to the organization new. You're picking a phone up. You're flying out to see those sellers. Or you're picking the phone up, you're jumping on a video call with those sellers, and you're finding out why they're late. And, you know, you may find out that it's too late. And you may find out that, you know, it's a quick fix and you can fix it. But what the organization now knows is that you value top performers, right? And that you're going to fight to keep them in the organization, which means you're going to listen to what the sales force has to say. So those are the things that you do, but you make sure everybody knows you're going to do it.
Yeah. Wow. So to kind of wrap this up, Larry, you know, the line items that are really most important for you when you're entering an organization, and to kind of recap as well, you don't look at the, when you join an organization, you're not looking at it as a 30, 60, 90. That's not how you view it. And you're looking at certain things.
No. The only thing that's 30, 60, 90 with me is the funnel. Everything else is, if I do these, what are my set of priorities? Then I'll build upon the next set. Imagine this, that I've done the people, the partners, the customers, their comp plan, and I found out all this good information. So now the people might have said, the talent might have said, the product, it's flawed. It's flawed in 15. So now, you know, the next level is, I got to talk to the product leader, have a discussion with them. The customers might say, your product's fine, but your implementation sucks.
So now you got to talk to the implementation
team. So now I know the route to go from the initial priorities. I'm, you know, yes, can you bucket it if that makes, if you need that kind of structure, that's fine. But I think most sales leaders don't, if you don't get wrapped up in that structural part, you'll do the things that have to be done, and then that'll point you in the direction of everything else.
So it sounds like leaders need to listen more to what the organization is doing versus coming in and just kind of just making diagnosis without really doing the research.
You can't win if you're not listening to what the organization is telling you. Leadership isn't that you came in with a plan and you knew what was right. Leadership is you came in, you listened, and then formed a plan for. And by the way, you might find out that everything's just going fine. So just leave it alone.
Yeah.
and try to drive with that. Don't screw it up. If the organization is running smoothly, why screw it up? Right. So you may find that out.
Yeah. No, this is great. This is fantastic. So I appreciate you talking about this with your experience that you've had. And yeah, till next time.
Great. Good job. Thanks.